We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school football, AHSTW, as they are coming off a win last week, as they're trying to keep things going. Davis Pattee, head coach for the Vikings, joins me. And, Coach, a nice win over the Timberwolves, 49-12. How do you feel about your football team after that big W?
Yeah, we feel good. We feel like, you know, Southwest Valley is a physical, you know, aggressive team, and we were able to, you know, by and large, do what we wanted to do there. Of course, there's always a few plays here and there that you'd like to take back and get another shot at. But, you know, they're, like I said, they've got some very good football players and a good staff, and they made some plays happen that are going to happen in a good competition. But, yeah, to get out of there mostly unscathed and get a good victory, we feel happy about that.
Well, you didn't throw the ball much, but I guess you didn't really need to. Drew Lee was so effective on the ground. He was busting big plays left and right, 12 carries, 205 yards, and 4 touchdowns. What did you like about Drew and the running game overall?
Yeah, our offensive line did a really nice job getting some big creases for us. I mean, we were able to take, I think, the first touch of the game, the distance. So that kind of set the tone a little bit, but, yeah, you know, Drew's a really great runner. Our tailbacks are really good and do an awesome job, when they're given the opportunity. So, he certainly seized the moment and had a really big night for us. And, you know, Dayton carried the ball well, I thought Cash Freeman, when he got the ball, carried the ball well. Gatlin also carried the ball well. So, yeah, it was good to get kind of the running game going in a variety of ways. And, yeah, proud of our guys up front, really, for playing assignment football.
And what stood out the most for you defensively? Just gave up a touchdown in the first quarter and a touchdown in the third quarter.
Right. Well, of course, you want to dwell on the touchdowns you give up. But no, I mean, they really did a good job. As Southwest Valley, you know, kind of presents some unique challenges to your defense and what they do offensively. So kind of to limit their big plays was big for us, as we wanted to make them work the field and try to get them in, you know, behind the sticks and make them uncomfortable a little bit. But, you know, the Wetzel kid is a really good athlete. He made a heck of a catch and run, which he showed on film, and he's a game breaker that way. So kudos to him. But yeah, they've got a lot of good athletes. The Bissell kid, Mendenhall kid, they're good athletes. That Hogan, they've got some nice seniors, and I don't think their record's indicative of some of the talent they've got there.
When it comes to big play, I mean, when you always hear keys to the games, turnovers is mm-hmm. usually going to be the first thing you talk about, but big plays sure. is right behind it, getting big plays and limiting big plays. So what is your message to your football team, especially on defense, about trying to limit the big plays, about keeping players in front of you?
Well, I think it's when competition is relatively even, this is just me philosophically, I suppose, but when the competition's relatively even, it's hard for high school offenses to be incredibly efficient and consistent in getting, you know, medium yardage type plays. It's most teams can pick up 2, 3, 4 yards maybe at a time, but it's hard to continuously move the chains and get first downs all the way down the field. Like when I said, when the competition's relatively even, or if you're going against better competition. So, you know, I think if you let them pop a 30, 40 yarder and then you get momentum on your side, you've clearly, you know, sprung the balance of how that works out. But it's easier said than done too. I mean, everybody's scheming everybody up. There's film everywhere on everyone. So, you know, there's advantages to be had that way.
How do you feel about your defensive line and their ability to make plays on defense, tackles for losses? You have 44 tackles for losses this year. You know, what does that say about, and you look at your defensive line, like guys like Roman Scheffler, Jackson Jensen, Jensen is 5, Scheffler is 7. I mean, what does that say about your team and the ability to get tackles for losses and make plays that way?
We really like our guys, Chris, and I mean, hopefully the stat guys aren't being too generous with that. I'm hoping that's an honorable number, but you know, it certainly helps when you can get the lead in games, and you force the offense to get off schedule and maybe take a few more risks or drop back to pass a few more times than they want to get some pressures, get some sacks, get some quarterback scrambles, that sort of thing. That usually adds to that number. You know, and we've been fortunate with some of those situations, I suppose. I don't know how many of our negative tackles have come in our defeats, but you know, you certainly like to have some of those spread out evenly amongst all games. And to answer your question, I mean, we'll know a lot more after we play Mount Airy and ACGC, how we feel about those guys, because they'll get a supreme test these next couple of weeks. There's no doubt.
Absolutely. I mean, Mount Air did give ACGC somewhat of a football game before succumbing in a fairly close game, 28-20. What stands out the most when you look at this Raider team?
Mount Air's rugged. I mean, they've got a great team. They've got a number of athletes that can catch the ball, run with the ball, block for each other. I mean, it's you know, no offense to anybody we've played, it's probably the best roster we've played in terms of just physical maturation and kind of get after it mentality. There's some dudes over there. So Coach Victor's done a good job. I know Coach from his time at Mo Valley, and he's a great guy, and trains him hard in the weight room, and you can see they're having some of that translate over to the football field. So yeah, I don't remember your original question. I got to be honest, I'm rambling, but they are very physical, very mature, got a lot of older kids that have played a lot of football.
Running the football. Yeah, well, my question was, what did you like about Mount Air? And you pretty much answered it. So, but running the football, they don't have one guy that does it. So, what offensive set do they come out in? I've actually never seen them play, but what offensive set do they come out in, and how well do they disguise who has the football?
Well, that is the problem, Chris. They've been a little bit more of a spread team over the years, but pardon me, they've kind of converted to doing that plus some triple option under center, and so they're very versatile right now. Yeah, at any one time they can give it to any three of their backs when they're running that triple option, plus their quarterback he's an absolute stud. Ruggles he's the real deal. His passing numbers right now aren't near what they were last year, but he had over a 200 rating last year. I think a 10-2 touchdown to interception ratio, completed almost 70% of his passes. And you know, he's a senior now and that much better. And when he takes off, he's if he gets the corner, he's gone. So the quarterback is an incredible threat, but then they've got three, four other guys that are very good runners, and it's going to take a posse to bring them down.
What do you see from their defensive standpoint that you're gonna, have to deal with, and what Dayton Osbar is gonna have to do to find a way to pick apart?
Yeah, the interior of their defense is really, really stout. The Sackett kid is a senior. I think he was one of their leading tacklers last year, is again this year. Great nose for the football, a tremendous motor. The Duggan kid, I apologize if it's Dugan, Duggan, I'm not sure, but he's one of their best backs, and he's also their, you know, one of their better inside linebackers. He's a stud, and they put Ruggles at free safety most of the time. So up the middle, they're incredibly stout, and they've got good athletic players on the perimeter too. So man, it's going to be a difficult task for our O line, and see if we can, you know, get to the edges a little bit, and if we can maybe spread the box a little bit, make those guys a little more uncomfortable on the interior. You know, pardon me, we'll be able to get some gaps and run north and south a little bit.
And just overall, Coach, I mean, you already have the one loss in the district. You obviously want to avoid that. You still got ACGC to come next week, but you have to deal with Mount Air here. I mean, this is a tough district, and this is a tough game in the district. How do you just feel about that, and the approach from that? You know, should keep things alive for maybe, the number two seed, or even find a way to scramble and tie people for number one seed.
Yeah, right now it's fun that it's still open that way. Riverside and ACGC got a couple, a tilt left, and so it's, some things could still happen that would work in our favor, but you can only control what you can control. And right now our destiny, for us is we get to go against Mount Air, who's also fighting kind of to inch up to get maybe in the top half of the district too. So it's and they're hungry. I'm sure they're hungry. Their record is not nearly indicative of how good a team they are. And again, a very successful team last year, and bringing most of those guys back for their senior and junior campaigns, is they're going to be ready to go. And it's homecoming down there, so it's going to be a great environment. Hopefully we can kind of stem that tide of emotion and adrenaline and give ourselves chance in the second half to steal a victory down there.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck against the Raiders. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Apologies for the cold, but thanks for the time. Go Vikings.
I hope you're on the back end of that. Davis Patti, head coach for AHSTW football, with us here on KSOM.